What did we talk about last week, Ben? That's a good answer. Okay, what did we talk about 2 weeks ago, Ben, when you weren't here? Do you know? Okay, fair enough. Daniel, what did we talk about 2 weeks ago? You were sitting at a table with David, Shankar, and your brother Christopher. Yes, good job. You almost win our prize. But you don't win the prize because we're actually doing a scavenger hunt after for the winning of the prize. But you actually, honestly, I think you're probably the first person at a youth service to ever remember what we talked about. It's either because it was really memorable or we spent way too long talking about it. So I don't know which, but we're talking about integrity. Who can tell me what integrity is? What's the main purpose of integrity? These question-based answer kind of things are for you to talk. So especially if you're like, I know the answer, but I don't want to talk. Don't worry. You can raise your hand and we will answer, or ask you to answer. What do you think integrity is? Yes. Okay. That was on the right lines because you're talking about to do. It is something we have to do. Anyone else? That's very close. That's almost exactly what I'm looking for. It's one of our three core values here in the Youth Network. What are the other two? We spent like character and identity. I almost said integrity. Character and identity, knowing who we are and also lining up who we are with who God says we are, which is character. And last but not least is integrity, which is who you are when no one else can see you. Right? That's pretty much what it sounds like. So we talked about how to be people of integrity. What I'm going to do tonight is give you some scenarios, okay? And what we're going to do is we are going to answer these scenarios. We're going to try one as a group, and then we're going to split up into smaller groups to discuss some of the other scenarios. And this first example is very corny. Everyone turn to someone and say corny. Corny. All right, here is how corny do we want this scenario to be? Do we want it to be on a scale of 1 to 10 of like really cheesy? Do we want it to be really super cheese? How many of you say super cheese? Woo! Super cheese! Okay. Now this one's confusing, okay? But there are only three characters in this scenario. Scenario number one. Janice and Deidre have been close friends since grade school. Shh. Another friend, Candace, okay, so there's three people now. Another friend, Candace, just told Janice that Deidre is spreading a rumor about her. Da-da-da. Deidre spread the rumor that Janice was the one who stole money yesterday from Mrs. Robinson's desk in fourth period. Yeah. Janice asked Candace to repeat what she just said, for Janice can't believe that Deidre would believe such a thing and then spread the rumor. Did you follow along? I told you, it's cheesy and confusing. You guys chose this. So, number one, if Janice is made to main, I still don't understand the question. I've read it to myself six times. Okay, so I don't think illustrating will help. If Janice is to maintain her integrity, what should she do with this information? All right. I don't know. All right, let's use three people. We are going to change the names. Okay, fair enough. I didn't catch all your names, but that's fine. Belicia. Thank you. Belinda. All right. Belinda and Belicia are really good friends since grade school. Huh? See? They're very good friends. Show us how good friends you are. Show us the little heart thing that you made for each other that says best friends forever. Those are actually school and ministry badges. That's a lie. Now, Ashley came into the picture and just told Belinda that Belicia is spreading a rumor about her. Belicia, how could you spread that rumor? Okay, now, who was Janice? Belinda asks Ashley to repeat what she just said. What did you just say, Ashley? For Belinda can't believe that Belicia would believe such a thing and then spread the rumor. Oh, I get it now. Okay. I get it now too. Belinda's ticked off because her best friend actually believed that she stole the money, firstly, and secondly, is telling other people that Belinda stole the money. That's like a double whammy from your friend, isn't it? So, what does Belinda do with this information? Yes. Okay, Ashley has sort of been known for lying all the time, hasn't she? No, I'm kidding. Ashley could have been known for lying, so maybe Belinda should go and talk to Belicia. How many of you agree that's a smart thing to do? Really? Honestly, you do this with your best friend? Really? I'm just saying, when a girl likes a boy and the other friend likes that boy too, I'm just saying. Okay. If Belicia thought she was telling the truth, was she acting with integrity? So if Belicia actually believed that Belinda did it, was Belicia showing integrity? Why? Why no? She's telling other people, but what's she supposed to do? Not tell anyone? She's supposed to tattletale. She's a snitch. You're supposed to be a snitch, Belicia. Okay. How many of you agree with that? She shouldn't tell other people. She should go to someone in authority. Or what? What's another one? Go to the source. Maybe go to Belinda. How many of you think Belicia should go to Belinda first? Okay. This is like a choose your own adventure book. Did you guys ever read those? Yes. How many of you, as you were reading Choose Your Own Adventure, cheated because it gave you two options? You're like, I know the one I should choose, but I want to see if it's going to be game over. And so you flip to the anyways. Belicia should go to Belinda, shouldn't she? Okay, we've determined that. Third question. What are the consequences of this scenario for Belinda? Aww. Okay, Belinda's sad. That's one thing, yes. What other consequences are there? Trust is broken, yes. That's what you were going to say, wasn't it? There's now like a dividing wall between their friendship. What else? Yes? Yep, let's throw that out there a third time. She might lose her friendships. No, I'm teasing, I'm sorry. I shouldn't tease from the microphone. What else? What other consequences are there? I mean, think practically here. You're all thinking emotionally. Yes? Her reputation, okay, she stole money. Who is she going to get in trouble with? Teachers, thank you. The popo are coming for Belinda. They got those special kid-sized like handcuffs for you. It's pretty cool. So what are the consequences for Belicia? She's going to be known as a gossip, okay. What other consequences do you think there are for Belicia? Yes. Sorry? She's a snake? Snitch? Snitch. Oh, you were saying snake, but meaning snitch, right? Okay, so you're a little bit of a snitch. Okay, yes? Yeah, I think part of it comes down to this, though. Belicia should have trusted Belinda enough to actually go to Belinda or to try and deal with the situation. But Belicia in this situation decided to take the route of telling other people. Decisions you make in these situations are going to determine how easy or hard it's going to be to live in those other situations. Next question. Ooh, on a test you notice your teacher has counted incorrectly and your score is higher than it should be. Do you say something to your teacher about the mistake? Do, do, do. Abby says yes, why? That's fair, okay. Now, keep in mind that I said they marked you higher. Not lower. Yes. Okay, so as soon as it's written down, let's just justify ourselves, right? As soon as they've written it on your test, it's written in the immovable, unerasable pen that cannot be changed before it gets entered into a computer. Anyone else? Yes. All right, everyone keep your, yes. Either way, okay, let's take the same situation. You have been shortchanged. No, you've been overchanged at a McDonald's. This happened to me with my mom about a year and a half ago. I was going through drive-thru, and I gave the girl, I think, a $50 bill at the first window, and they had to check the bill and get change, and they returned back to me like 90-some-odd bucks, okay? And I'm counting. I'm like, Mom, did I give a 50 or a 100? Because I don't think I had a 100. And she's like, I'm pretty sure it was a 50. So instead of just handing the money back, what would you do? I should have finished my sentence before I said what lines you don't want to cross. And I can tell you from many of my friends' experiences, I've not experienced this because I haven't dated yet, sadly. Well, not sadly, good thing. I'm just going to stop on that point. As I was saying, when it comes to dating, I have seen so many friends, like one of my friends when he was 16, he was 15, I was like 17. He liked this girl at school, and one day, walking home together, they just started holding hands. And he was like, holding her hand was the most incredible thing in the world. I did not know that I could feel all of what I did from just holding someone's hand. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. But it progressed a little more and more beyond what they wanted to do. And those are the kind of situations where you need friends who are going to hold you accountable. Someone who you trust and love, or a few people you trust and love, who are going to call you on things and say, where is it that you're going to make this decision, because we're going to help hold you to it. When you want to go on a diet. Have anyone in this room ever tried a diet? Okay? A diet. Not dying. Diet. When you go on a diet, you need friends who are going to help you. I am not that friend. If you tell me you're trying to fast, I will do what I need to try and make you just try a little bit of food. You can ask Noelle. Noelle was doing a fast one time. It was so funny. I'm like, Noelle, no one's going to see if you just take this little bit of chicken. You're so hungry. Just do it. So you need friends who are going to encourage you, who are going to hold you to what you know to be true. And if you do that, it'll be easier to walk in integrity. And when you stand before God, you're going to be able to hold your head high, knowing that the things that this world offered you didn't hold more than what God offers you. All right, so let's pray. Three steps, by the way. Let's recap before we pray. Draw the line. Secondly, be aware of your choices. Thirdly, be accountable. Okay. Father God, I ask that you would help us to be young men and women of integrity. That God, in the choices we decide when we are doing well, God, the things we say we want to live our lives for, Lord, would you give us the courage and strength to match up what we know to be true with how we live our lives on a daily basis. God, I ask that every single time any kind of situation comes our way that can defer us and deter us from what you have for us, that Holy Spirit, you would give us a 30-second warning that, God, before a situation even takes place, something will click in us so that we can examine what's going on and we can make the right choice. Lord, I ask that for every person here, you would draw them to a place where friends would be surrounding them in support and in love, and that, God, they would be surrounded by people who would hold them to who they are meant to be, who you have called them to be. God, I ask for the strength and the character to be able to line up with who we know we are, with who you have called us to be every day. In your mighty name, amen.